Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning on the KRDO Business Connection, Dr. Charlie Peters with Colorado Springs Surgical Associates through Penrose Hospital, talking about Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. That is, of course, the month of March. We know screening can save lives, the importance of colonoscopy screenings. Dr. Peters, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we know Penrose St. Francis recently named a rectal cancer center of excellence. Let's tell me more about what that means and why that's so important to our listener base.
That's correct, Andrew. Penrose Hospital, here part of Sentara Health, is actually the first and only hospital currently in Colorado that belongs to the National Accreditation Program for Rectal Cancer, which is a quality program that the American College of Surgeons put together to ensure a quality of care for patients with colorectal cancers. What it means is that all of our rectal cancer specialists here participate in a multidisciplinary approach to set the standards and have earned the deserved accreditation for continually providing the highest level of care in patients with colorectal cancer.
Absolutely. Congratulations not only to you, but to the team over at the Penrose Cancer Care Center. And it's an important job to be able to work with such a team of providers who can provide the highest level of expertise and care when it comes to cancer patients. And speaking specifically to colorectal cancer, what's an advice for people who might have concerns, maybe some signs of potential colorectal cancer or maybe having a predisposition?
What I would advise people to do is to get screened first and foremost. We know that screening saves lives when it comes to colorectal cancer. And given that March is the National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, now is the perfect time to take advantage and make this a priority to get screened. It is important to note that since COVID broke out almost 2 years ago now, there's been a significant decline in cancer screenings. And now more than ever, it's really critical not to delay or put off that screening any further because these cancers are most treatable when they're caught in their early stages. So don't wait. If you or someone you love has concerns, please go and get screened as soon as possible.
Yeah, and speaking of some of those concerns, what kind of determines whether or not a person is a candidate to get a colorectal screening?
The most important risk factor or factor that determines candidate screening is age. It's one of the most important risk factors for colorectal cancer. We know that about 94% of new colorectal cancer cases occur in adults over 45 years of age. And for this reason, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommends all asymptomatic adults begin screening at age 45 years old. It is important to note that screening could be indicated even before 45 years of age if you have a personal family history of colorectal cancer, have a history of things such as inflammatory bowel disease, known inherited syndromes that can increase your lifetime risk of colorectal cancer.
And what specific types of screening procedures are best used for colorectal cancer?
Screening procedures include both stool-based tests or direct visualization screening test. A colonoscopy, which is a direct visualization screening test, is the best way to detect masses, polyps, or early colon cancers. And these can even be therapeutic in removing those pre-malignant polyps or detecting early cancers and prevent cancers. So while colon cancer does still remain one of the deadliest forms of cancer, when detected early with things like colonoscopy, it's also one of the most treatable. Here at Sentara Health, we offer state-of-the-art screening technology. We have a highly trained staff and a strong commitment to prevention and early detection of colon cancer. And we understand that a colonoscopy can be intimidating, but remember that these save lives. And as providers here at Sentara Health and at Penrose Hospital, all of our doctors, nurses, and support staff take great care in ensuring that our patients are comfortable throughout this process.
And now you'd mentioned earlier, besides the age base, you know, some other possible warning signs or symptoms of colorectal cancer that people might be aware of to maybe to get that screening done a little bit on the earlier side. What are some of those warning signs that people should be aware of?
Well, the most common symptom of colon and rectal cancer is having no symptoms at all, and that, especially in the early stages, which is what makes regular screening colonoscopy so important. However, symptoms that can develop, which can be a warning sign for colorectal cancer, are a change in your bowel habits, blood in the stool or your bowel movements, new diarrhea, constipation, or feeling that your bowel doesn't empty all the way when using the restroom, new abdominal pain or distension, abdominal aches and cramps that don't go away, and unexplained weight loss can all be warning signs of colorectal cancer. It is important to note that these symptoms don't always mean colon cancer. Other conditions and benign causes can cause these as well. It's just important that you contact your doctor right away, and they can help you make an informed decision of whether colorectal cancer screening is right for you.
Now, what are some of the risk factors for colorectal cancer, especially if it's not caught early through some of these screening tools?
So we talked about age already, over 45 years of age. But in addition to that, we see a higher incidence of colorectal cancer in African Americans and American Indians, people with a personal family history of colorectal cancer, people with inherited syndromes that give you a higher lifetime risk of developing a colon cancer, such as a Lynch syndrome or familial polyposis syndromes. Persons with inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis can have increased risk of developing colorectal cancer. Men in general over women have an increased risk of colorectal cancer. And then other lifestyle things such as obesity, diabetes, smoking, and heavy alcohol use can all increase your risk of developing colorectal cancer over your lifetime.
Absolutely. Now, doctor, we know not every patient is the same. Obviously, that's the same with the providers as well. Not every doctor is the same as well. So talk to me a little bit about some of your unique approaches when it comes to treating cancer patients.
Well, my personal approach to patient care is to address the unique needs of each patient and to provide comprehensive multidisciplinary care that leads to the optimal results with their specific type of cancer. My specialty as a surgical oncologist mainly includes the surgical treatment of cancer using cutting-edge and minimally invasive surgical strategies. Additionally, here at Colorado Springs Surgical Associates, which is located at Penrose Hospital, all of our physicians are board certified by the American Board of Surgery, and we offer a full spectrum of surgical care in cancer, not just colorectal cancer, but also in general surgery, bariatric surgery, and trauma surgery.
And of course, we know March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And just tell me again the importance of screening. Let's reiterate that as we come towards the end of this time.
Right. Screening is the best way to identify colorectal cancer in its early treatable stages. And the first step is really to talk with your primary care doctor to see if you're at an age or you have risk factors that should lead to you getting screened. And to learn more about colonoscopy screening services available here at Centura, you can visit centura.org, and they have a lot of information there to help learn about when colonoscopy screening is indicated. But a discussion with your primary care doctor is probably the first step.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, it's kind of an age-based thing for the most part. What's that magic number where people really should start thinking about those annual screenings, making sure that they are making this a part of their routine medical maintenance?
Right. So the Preventive Task Force is currently recommending at age 45 years, you begin colorectal cancer screening with colonoscopy.
And of course, the big thing, as the doctor mentioned, check in with your primary care physician as well, too. And for more information about colonoscopy screenings to find a location nearest you, just visit centura.org. Dr. Charlie Peters, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO News Radio and sharing this valuable life-saving information.
My pleasure. You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.